awesome, and it was very, very, very good. What is it? It is a multimedia presentation of a very interesting sort, the kind of sort that I love. It's this kind of thing where they've taken Golden Age radio drama, sequential visual art, such as comic books, and drama performances and put them all together into something wonderful. And tonight we're going to be taking a listen to the first part of Book 2, Robot Planet. So that's coming up right now, here on CITR 101.9 FM.
Danger and adventure. It's the intergalactic nemesis, Book 2, Robot Planet Rising. On a planet in a galaxy far from our own, in a tower over an airfield, a sophisticated robot monitors a control panel. Thousands of lights blink and pulse as she communicates on the radio with a robot shuttle in deep space.
Commander LBDO, this is Mission Control. Please establish contact.
This is Commander LBDO. I am receiving your transmission.
Your shuttle should be approaching the abandoned Zygonian vessel now. Do you have visual contact?
I have visual contact. The Zygonian vessel is floating in space exactly where the Cerebratron predicted.
Approach with care and lock onto its outer portal.
I am locked on now.
Very good, Commander LBDO. Once decompression is established, you may board the vessel.
Decompression has been established. Portals are now open. I am now boarding the Zygonian ship.
Please continue audio description as you examine the vessel, Commander LBDO.
From the fine layer of dust, it would appear the vessel has been inoperative for several weeks. I would surmise that when the planet Zygon was destroyed, this vessel automatically shut down.
Do your scanners show any life signs?
Negative.
Good. Robonovia would be critically endangered if any Zygonians remained alive.
As would the rest of the galaxy.
Affirmative. Please continue your search, Commander LBDO.
I am now on the main bridge. All onboard systems are offline. Wait. What's this?
Commander? LBDO?
Zygonian residue. All Zygonian control systems are coded in it. Nothing to worry about. In the 2 weeks since their planet was destroyed, the residue would not have had time to decompose.
Continue your search, Commander.
I am moving towards the engine.
Commander LBDO, please boost your signal.
Control, what did you say? I lost your form.
Commander LBDO, please boost your signal. Commander? LBDO!
Is that better, Mission Control?
Thank you, LB. Please continue your description.
It is pitch black in the engine core other than my flash beam. Everything appears to be normal. Wait. That's strange.
What is it, Commander LBDO?
In the corner of the room next to the engines. It's very dark, but a container. It's not possible.
LBDO, please boost your signal. Commander, we're losing radio contact. LBDO, can you read me? I'm attempting to re-establish radio contact. LBDO? LBDO! Come in, LBDO!
Across the universe, in a small star system on the periphery of another galaxy, sits a planet known as Earth. Year 1933. At an unassuming laboratory in Glasgow, a young and brilliant American scientist, Dr. Lawrence Webster, and his assistant, Dr. Natasha Zorokov, conduct a trial of his latest invention.
Yes, yes, keep purring, just like that. I think that's a healthy purr, don't you, Dr. Zorokov?
Yes, Dr. Webster. Very healthy.
Okay, Zorokov. Here goes the interceptor relay. Perfect! Now, Zorokov, activate the catalytic reactor.
With pleasure, Dr. Webster.
Oh boy, Zorokov, it's really humming now. Are we ready?
Yes, Doctor.
Dr. Zorokov, prepare to witness the greatest invention our civilization has ever known. A device that will allow us to look in detail at other planets, distant stars, perhaps even see back in time. The very fabric of the universe exposed right in front of our eyes. Years of research, of trial and error, and now, vindication! Finally, the field of interspatio-temporal quantum mechanics has its day! Dr. Zorokov, the galactoscope! Once I throw this switch, Dr. Zorokov, humanity will cross the threshold of an entirely new era! I believe the appropriate expression is, hold on to your hat! That's odd. Who can that be? Oh, shut down the relay, Dr. Zorokov. Science's newest glory will have to wait for me to answer the door.
Telegram for a Dr. Lawrence Webster.
That's me.
Sign here. Oh, Banquo's ghost. Look at all those gadgets.
Not gadgets. Gadget. The galactoscope. A device that will allow us to look in detail at other planets, distant stars.
Well, I must be going then. I'd love to hear all about it sometime, but telegrams do not deliver themselves. Good day to you, sir.
Oh, yes, good day. Telegrams that deliver themselves. What an interesting concept. There's Dr. Zorokov.
At that same moment in a secret room under the stairs.
Zorokov to Comrade Svrensky. Come in, comrade.
Yes, comrade. This is Svrensky. Have you been able to obtain atomic research?
Not yet. He is distracted by his work on galactoscope.
Da, useless galactoscope. Always in the way.
Comrade, Dr. Webster has almost completed it. Once he is done, I can easily then steer him back towards atomic research.
For your sake, I hope so. Stalin does not approve of failure.
As Dr. Zorokov contemplates her orders, we find Dr. Webster back in the lab.
Yes, and divide by two, leaving a remainder of... Aha! A self-delivering telegram!
Did I miss something? A telegram, perhaps? A
telegram? Telegram, right! I'd almost forgotten. Let's see. Looks like... Oh, no! It's from Molly Sloan's father, William Randolph Sloan. Molly is missing. Her last known whereabouts were the town of Falkirk here in Scotland. Since my lab is only a 20-minute train ride away, he wants me to find out what happened to her.
Molly Sloan, the famous reporter. Were you not engaged to her once?
That's right, Dr. Zorokov. It was a whirlwind romance at first. Molly had just graduated from Radcliffe. I was at Princeton finishing up my doctorate. Well, Molly came to Princeton to investigate a particularly gruesome murder of an English professor. It was love at first sight. Only my bad luck that I met her right when she was bitten by the reporting bug. The engagement dragged on for 2 years. Finally, we set a date. But when the day arrived, Molly didn't. She was in Mexico working on the story that won her Pulitzer. I've often dreamed about winning back her heart, but no. My path took me to Scotland, and hers, well, let's hope she turns up soon.
Duh. She sounds like a pleasant woman. Now, we should complete the test of the galactoscope so we can get back to your atomic research.
Galactoscope? I'd forgotten all about it!
Duh.
This is it, Zorokov! Throw the relay! Quick! The reactor! And now for the final piece of the puzzle. Cross your fingers, Zorikov. We need all the luck we can get. It works! Great God in heaven, it works! Here, turn that knob clockwise to 2 o'clock and press that button there. I'll aim the interstellar antenna. Trying to get a picture, if only I could just...
Here, Doctor, if we adjust the amplitude...
Perfect, Zorikov! I'm starting to get a picture. I think I can see something. There! What's this? It can't be. Molly? Molly Sloan? Stepping aboard some kind of aircraft. But I've never seen an aircraft like that. So futuristic. We must have made a mistake in our calculations, Dr. Zorikov. The galactoscope shouldn't be able to see things on Earth, only in outer space. Maybe the Earth's magnetic poles distort the signal. Could this be a view of the North Pole? And with her, is that a metal man? A robot? Who built such a thing? The Russians? The Japanese? He's closed the door. Molly's alone on the futuristic aircraft. There's so much interference and static.
If I adjust antenna...
Dr. Zorikov, I can't believe it! We found her! What an incredible coincidence! We must telegraph her father at once. Keep adjusting that antenna. We've got to get that signal back and figure out where on Earth Molly is.
I think I've got it. There.
No, that's not it at all. It's a different location. A hallway of some kind. If only there wasn't so much interference. Keep adjusting.
Doctor, be careful. Don't touch the screen. Watch your step. You're falling through the screen, Doctor.
Dr. Zorikov, you... What? Where'd she go? I tripped and fell towards the galactoscope's plasmic screen, but then... This looks like the hallway I saw in the galactoscope. Could it be a portal? Then where am I? The North Pole. Hello? Can anyone hear me? Someone's coming. It's two metal men. Excuse me, metal men, have you by any chance seen Molly Sloan?
Did you hear that, D9? This sucker's looking for Molly Sloan.
Molly Sloan? Never heard of her.
And if he did, he wouldn't tell you where she was anyway, would you, D9?
If I ever heard of her, L7, which I never did. Metal men, I assure you, I mean no harm. Please put down those guns. I just need to find... He don't mean no harm. You shot me! Ugh.
He ain't gonna harm us none now, D9, is he?
Meanwhile, the Pulitzer Prize-winning star reporter Molly Sloan pilots the super-advanced starship Shadow Nebula. And who should be guiding her launch from Mission Control but her old sidekick, cub reporter Timmy Mendez.
Okay, kid. Sure is good to be back on the Shadow Nebula. I kinda miss this old tin can.
Yeah, if the robots didn't send that ship, we wouldn't be here on Robonovia at all.
Enough with the exposition, kid. I've got my thrusters maxed out, and I'm about to kick her into gear. Get ready to open the launch portal wide.
Roger, Molly. Robot TZ-436, initiate launch aperture sequence.
Gladly, Timmy Mendez. Launch aperture sequence commenced. The Shadow Nebula may exit the spaceport hangar in exactly 120 seconds. 119.
Thanks, TZ. Molly, is Augie online?
Just bringing her up now, kid. Let's see. This button ought to do it.
Welcome to the Shadow Nebula. I am your automated hologuide. You may call me Augie.
Yesterday's news, Augie. It's me, Molly.
So it is. Hello, Molly Sloan. How may I assist you?
Search and possible rescue mission, Augie. I need you on your toes.
Molly, LBDO's last known position should be programmed into the Shadow Nebula's navigation system.
Gotcha, kid. I hope that old robot's okay. He's about as close to a friend as we've got on this crazy planet. No offense, Augie.
I am unable to take offense, Miss Sloan.
If anyone can find out what happened to him, Molly, you can. After all, you're the greatest investigative reporter in the galaxy.
Maybe so, but I still wish my old assistant could come along with me.
Me too, Molly. But I gotta continue my telekinetic studies with the Cerebratron. It's probably just a routine malfunction anyway. A space dust in his communicator or something. But Molly, It is a Zygonian vessel that he was inspecting. If there are still live Zygonians on board, I don't have to tell you.
I know, kid, I know. Don't worry about me, though. One side of those sludgeoid monsters, and I'm out of there like a Baptist at a speakeasy.
What the heck?
Holy flow. The launch portal has failed to open. Collision is imminent.
Timmy, shake a leg!
TZ-436, status report. We need that aperture open now!
Shield disruptors do not respond.
What about that super brain of yours, kid?
Of course, my telekinesis. Hold on, Molly, this is gonna take some elbow grease. Or brain grease, I guess.
Shield disruptors online. Launch aperture has successfully opened.
Great job, kid. We'll check in when we reach LB. Punch it, Augie. Slow out.
Whew, that was close. First LB, now this. I think it's time I talk to the Cerebratron.
In the heart of Miskatropolis, the capital city of Robonovia, there stands a building known as the Crystal Palace of Wisdom. Housed in that building is the Cerebratron, the powerful supercomputer that rules the robot planet.
With LB missing and that aperture getting stuck, I'm starting to get a little worried, Cerebratron. What's going on?
I am experiencing severe malfunctions, Timmy Mendez. Malfunctions that are affecting my ability to control Robonovia's positronic neural network.
But that's impossible! You're the Cerebratron, the most powerful supercomputer in the galaxy. You control every aspect of Robonovia, and you're connected through the neural network to every one of the planet's inhabitants. If that link is severed, Robonovian society would fall apart.
What you say is true.
So it's impossible for you to malfunction?
Except that part of what you said.
So, are you malfunctioning or not?
Correct.
Oh, geez. There's gotta be something I can do. What about the positronic substations? What's that first one again?
HB-10.
Right. What if I run a diagnostic test at substation HB-10?
The test is a very complicated procedure. Commander LBDO would be able to teach you, but unfortunately, he is lost in space.
Yeah, don't remind me. With him gone, your eyes and ears on the street are gone too.
My memory tapes are corrupting, Timmy Mendez. 9129351. 9129351.
9129351? What does that mean?
9129351.
Oh gosh! I'll be back in a jiffy, Cerebratron! Don't give up the ghost!
For over 30 years, there has been one voice in the local Vancouver art scene that has stood above the rest, and that's Discorder, that conspiracy, punk rock, foxcore, sassy, still publishing magazine from CITR. We're one of the established and trusted voices of Vancouver's music and arts culture in the Lower Mainland, with 8,000 copies distributed monthly to over 135 distribution locations, from the Lido to Zulu Records.
Discorder is one of a few magazines published by a community radio station, and we only serve up the freshest local and Canadian goods.
We have interviews with artists, album reviews, live show reviews, and articles about everything important to our crazy, unique, varied, and amazing culture in Vancouver and across the country.
Pick up your free copy of Discorder today, or sign up to have it delivered to your door wherever you are.
Check out our website for distribution locations and all the information about advertising and getting involved with Discorder.
Meanwhile, a groggy Dr. Webster awakens not in a jail cell, but on a comfortable bed, a gleaming golden robot standing before him.
Good, Dr. Webster, you are not harmed.
What happened? How did you know my name?
I'm afraid we took the liberty of searching your person. I apologize. We take security rather seriously here.
But where am I? Where's Dr. Zorokoff? Where's Molly Sloan?
Dr. Zorokoff? Molly Sloan? I am not familiar. We only found you, I'm afraid.
My head is spinning. Who did you say you were again, Golden Man?
I am Alphatron, but I am no man. I am a robot, and may I be the first to welcome you to Robonovia, the robot planet.
Oh, why, thank you. Pleasure to meet you. Wait. Did you just say Robot Planet?
Indeed.
A planet of robots!
Well, yes. Tell me, Dr. Webster, how exactly did you find yourself here?
Frankly, I'm not entirely sure myself. I stumbled into the galactoscope, and when I looked up, I was here.
A galactoscope?
A device I built to view distant stars, faraway planets,
and... Very interesting. Yes, very intriguing. Let me ask you, Dr. Webster, can this galactoscope of yours be used to transport you anywhere you wish?
Well, quite frankly, I'm not entirely sure. You see, before today, I didn't know it could transport me anywhere at all.
Is that so?
But I imagine it would, yes. If the amplitude were adjusted properly, I imagine that it would transport someone to whatever coordinates were set.
Fascinating. And are you able to activate this, galactoscope now?
No. It's in my lab back in Glasgow, I'm afraid. Egad, it's in my lab back in Glasgow! Alphatron, I have no way back!
Or do you?
I'm not sure I follow you.
What if I were to help you to build another galactoscope here on Robonovia?
A new galactoscope?
Yes. Is it possible?
Yes. Yes! That just might work! I've memorized the schematics. With your superior technology, I bet we could build another one.
That's excellent news, Dr. Webster.
Oh, thank you, Alphatron. What a brilliant idea. I can't thank you enough.
We robots are built to serve. And once you've completed it, I hope you may be able to help me with a problem on this world.
Consider it done. And maybe I could use the galactoscope to find Molly and win back her heart.
Meanwhile, that very same Molly and a hologuide named Augie rocket away from Miskatropolis.
Are we clear of the launch aperture, Augie?
Indeed, Miss Sloan.
Then put the pedal to the metal. We've got to find out what happened to LB before. Criminy, what was that?
That was an artillery explosion. We are under fire.
Under fire? From whom?
Robots.
Robots? But violence isn't even a part of the...
system parameters.
Exactly. Robots can't be violent. So how is this even possible?
Land your ship now, or we will force you to land.
Let's get a move on, Augie.
Autopilot functions have been compromised.
You've got to be kidding. Where's Ben Wilcott when you need him?
Odds would indicate he is in the future with his wife and child.
Thanks for the reminder, Augie.
You leave us no option.
No one tells Molly Sloan where she can fly. All right. The left knob controls direction. The right knob, altitude. The lever, velocity.
Three knobs. Two hands.
Come on, ship. Pull up. Pull up.
We are going to crash land in T-minus 4... 3, 2, 1.
Ben. Ben.
Molly Sloan, please regain consciousness. Molly Ben. Sloan, please regain. I am experiencing emergency shutdown.
Meanwhile, Timmy Mendez enters substation HB-10, the command center of Robonovia's neural network. Timmy sees a vast, sprawling labyrinth of sophisticated mechanical neurons and nanosynapses.
Hello? Is there anyone here? Where is everyone? All right. All you gotta do to save Robonovia is patch up the Cerebratron. Jeez, save Robonovia. Where's Commander LB Dio when you need him? He probably knows this substation backwards and forwards. This way, I guess. Everything seems normal so far. Hey, what's that? Robots? I knew there should be guards here. They're on the other side of that wall of wires. I wish I could see them. Maybe I can make out what they're saying.
Is this the last spot?
According to the diagnostic plans. That should do it.
Good work. Let's head back to base.
What do you know? The guards are already on top of fixing the Cerebratron. Good old robots. Wait up! Wait! Let me know what you found! Guards? Guards? Wait a second. This wire hasn't been fixed. It's been cut!
Sabotage? By robots? Who would want to do this to the Cerebratron? And why? And how is it even possible for the robots to sabotage? If it is sabotage, the Cerebratron's in big trouble! Oh, we're all in big... Ow! Who hit me? Oh...
Timmy Mendez awakens to find himself in the back seat of a robot hover car, racing through the streets of Miskatropolis, flanked by two thug-like robots. One holds a ray gun pointed directly at Timmy's ribs.
The kid's awake!
Huh?
What did you see?
What's going on?
What did you see?
I'm not sure.
Answer the question, kid. My partner has an itchy trigger finger.
Hey, you don't sound like robots.
What's that supposed to mean?
Nothing, nothing.
Well, he doesn't know about that part anyway.
What part?
What do you know?
I don't know anything.
Do I set this thing on stun or kill?
Give the kid a chance to answer. Now, Timmy Mendez, don't test my friend's patience.
But violence isn't part of your system parameters.
We got new parameters.
New parameters? How's that possible?
The boss reprogrammed us and...
Boss reprogrammed? Who's this boss?
Shut up, D9. The kid doesn't know a thing.
Know a thing about what?
Don't worry, kid. We're almost there. Kid? Kid, snap out of it!
D9, watch out! There's something flying at the car!
Jeez! That garbage robot came out of nowhere! You okay, D9? Hey, the kid!
Where'd it go?
Meanwhile, at another location on Robonovia, there is a strange commotion. In a dark, metallic room, a field of energy suddenly appears, and a single figure falls to the metal floor.
Oof! Dr. Webster! Dr. Webster? Dr. Webster? I am through Galactoscope, but I am in different place than the doctor. Must find atomic plans. Oh, what have I gotten myself into? Dr. Webster is such a nice man, and so handsome and intelligent. I should not double-cross him with my spying and sneaking. I must find him before he gets hurt. He can be such a helpless infant sometimes. But then, there is Svrensky. Svrensky. I have no choice. I must find those plans. Tolstoy's ghost! The whole building is shaking! Earthquake? No! We are moving! The building, it is moving!
At that same moment, on the shattered bridge of the starship Shadow Nebula...
Molly. Molly, you have to wake up.
Ben? Ben Wilcott? Can it really be you?
Don't move. You're trapped where the fuselage caved in. I need to move the seat back.
I don't understand. Aren't you in the future with your wife and kid?
You're just shell-shocked right now. Let me just move this chair. There. You should be able to slide out now.
Okay. Jeez, I can't tell which way's up. Here we go. Oh!
Oh, I've got you, Molly.
Ben, it feels so good to be in your arms again.
You'd think the trouble you get into, you'd leave the high heels at home.
When we get back to Earth, you can buy me all the sensible shoes you want.
Oh, Molly.
Oh, Ben. Ben? Ben! What's going on? You're transforming! You're changing! Oh, my God! You're...
That's right, Miss Sloane. I'm... Mysterion the Magnificent!
What happened to Ben?
Him? Simple. simple mesmerization, Ms. Sloane. You've been under my power this whole time.
No, you're dead.
Am I, Ms. Sloane? No, I'm more powerful than ever. Soon, I shall rule the entire galaxy.
This can't be happening.
Now, Ms. Sloane, look into my eyes.
What? Oh, a dream, of course. Just a dream. All right, Sloane, get it together. Time to figure out what's going on here. First on the list, where the heck am I?
Meanwhile, we rejoin Dr. Lawrence Webster in a futuristic robot laboratory as his host, Alphatron, walks into the room.
Hello, Dr. Webster. How goes the Galactus... What? Dr. Webster, have you disassembled your robot assistant?
What? Oh, yes. Alphatron, the design of these... Well, obviously you know as much. Why, with this technology...
Dr. Webster... We robots are actual beings, not mere machines. How would it be if one of us went rooting around in your head?
Oh, my heavens. What have I done? Let me... Just one second. Here, the head fits on the neck like this.
Many secondary functions. My designation is QZR32. You may call me Quasar. I'm sorry. Where am I?
No, Quasar. I'm sorry.
Quasar, do you remember your primary objective?
Primary objective, 9129351. Secondary objective, assist Dr. Webster in any way possible.
9129351. Bertucci's fixed randomization series. An elegant governing principle, Alphatron.
Bertucci, I'm afraid I'm unfamiliar. Have you been able to make any headway on the galactoscope?
Oh, yes. I've actually drawn up a reasonable facsimile.
Very good. No more distractions, please. I take my leave.
All right. Time to roll up our proverbial sleeves, Quasar. Exclusively proverbial in your case, I suppose. Exclusively proverbial. My, I just hope nothing bad has happened to Molly.
To understand more about fashion, we asked CITR student executive and fashion expert Jonathan Q what fashion means to him.
Like, it's just aesthetically something that's so ostentatious. Typically. I mean, because of course, I mean, it's also, you know, I mean, when you say fashion, I think people are talking explicitly about consumerism as opposed to someone who buys, like, you know.
If you really want to know more about fashion, come on down to CITR in the Student Union Building of UBC and pick up some of our merchandise à la mode. Nous avons t-shirts, sweatshirts, socks, and coffee mugs.
But it's also very aesthetically gripping.
To keep you styling in support of the station you love. Isn't that right, Jonathan?
Well, actually, is it? Because, I mean, you know, I was going to say because of the cultural vacuum that we exist within, but then, you know, really, fashion today is kind of derived from the European idea of couture, and that's been around for centuries.
Meanwhile, as day turns to night, we return to Molly Sloane and the crash-landed starship Shadow Nebula. As she crawls out of the wrecked ship, Molly emerges onto a landscape of desolation.
What is this place? Is this all scrap metal? Robot parts! Mountains of them! Bully! What's that on the horizon? A building? Oh, maybe someone there can help me. Cripes! It's humongous! Knee-deep in robot parts. Not so easy to move my... Kinda looks
Looks like that building is moving towards me. The crash must have knocked me loopy. Wait a second. That building is moving towards me. And it's sucking up all the robot parts around it, which means... gotta get the heck out of here! That thing's coming fast! Oh my god! It's like a giant vacuum cleaner! Can't move away! Inside that moving building. But where exactly? Hey, the floor's moving. It's some kind of conveyor belt. Walls on either side. No way off. What's it leaning towards? Ah, giant chopping metal plate. That can't be good for my complexion. Come on, Sloan. Put those dog kickers into gear. Go, run faster. Everything just stopped.
Duh, I stopped it.
With your bare hands?
One must be strong to survive horrors of Siberia.
Wow, that's quite an introduction. Who are you?
My name is Dr. Natasha Zorokov. I have come through Galactoscope to find Dr. Lawrence Webster. This is name I think you know. Molly Sloan.
Larry's here? Oh, Larry, what have you gotten yourself into?
Duh. He is like helpless baby.
Helpless? I don't know about that. A little naive, maybe. You should have seen him at Princeton. Those eggheads hung on his every word. Yeah, he cut quite a figure in those days.
Duh. I suppose it's why you leave him at altar.
That's dirty pool, sister.
I am not your sister.
You think I didn't love Larry? Maybe not the way you love him.
I never said...
Leaving Larry was the hardest thing I ever had to do. And you're looking at a girl who once saved the universe. But it was the right thing to do. Maybe you Ruskies can't understand, but all the good intentions in the world won't save something that's not meant to be.
You make good point, but machine is very heavy, no?
Good gravy, I forgot all about it. Quick! Up that ladder!
Moments later, the newly acquainted Molly Sloan and Dr. Natasha Zorokov emerge at the top of the ladder.
Though honestly, I have no idea how we'd have finished off Mysterion the Magnificent ourselves. Chalk one up for the Zygonians, I guess. Anyway, that's how we saved not one, but two galaxies from those sludge monsters from the planet Zygon.
It's a very interesting story. You should publish.
So first we find Larry, then we figure out who shot down my ship. Deal?
Very good, Molly Sloan. Very good, comrade.
Let's just call it a limited partnership. Put it there, partner.
Put who where?
Never mind. Say, where are we?
It's a giant room with hundreds of robots.
The machinery in this building is assembling them from all those scrap parts outside.
Look, each one has gun welded to arm.
A robot army? Look, Dr. Zorokov, the robots are the most sophisticated technology in the galaxy. That technology is so dangerous that the Cerebratron programmed them not to be violent, so they can't hurt anything. They can't form an army. I can't imagine who could get around that programming or how they were able to arm these robots. But if someone can build a robot army, there'll be no stopping them. Not here, and not anywhere.
It's a problem.
We've got to get to the bottom of this and tell the Cerebratron before it's too late.
Watch step. The floor is littered with metal parts.
Metal parts? Right. Hey, that gives me an idea. Grab that breastplate. That helmet, too. That metal shoe ought to do it. I have to say, Natasha, you make a fetching robot.
You would make a good spy, Molly Sloan.
And what would you know about that?
Nothing. Nothing.
Now, come on. Let's get down there and blend in. Wherever these robots are headed, chances are that's where Larry is. And chances are where Larry is where whoever is leading this army is, too.
We leave Molly and Natasha for a moment to return to Timmy Mendez, who, after escaping from the hover car, finds himself in an unfamiliar neighborhood of Miskatropolis.
Boy, I bet those robot thugs didn't expect me to use my telekinetic powers to distract them. Good thing that garbage bot was there so I could throw it at the hover car with my mind. Now, where am I?
Spot welding! Make a wanted document look like no spot welding!
Jeez, I stick out like a sore thumb in this crowd. Better find some cover. Maybe down this alley.
Hey, buddy. Can you spare a Q2R40 action potential command regulator?
No, sorry.
Oh, man.
Hello, sugar. Want a date?
No, thanks. Gosh, first those thugs in the hover car, now this. The way they're talking, almost human. It's like a virus or something. I've got to get to the bottom of this.
Get out, you walking bumps, and don't come back till you pay your time.
GZ-436, it's still happy hour at McPherson's.
A bar? The rusted circuit. Robots have bars? Maybe this place has some answers.
What'll it be, kid?
I'll have a Shirley Temple, I guess.
All we serve is oil.
Oh, I'll take a 30 weight then. On the rocks.
Here you go.
Say, bartender, I got a question for you.
Keep it to yourself. We don't like no prying eyes around here.
Have you heard anything about a boss resetting robot system parameters?
What did I tell you, kid? No questions.
Hey, kid, you want the lowdown on the boss?
Yeah. What do you know?
I'll need some cabbage.
What?
Lettuce. Kale. Long green.
I'm not carrying any vegetables.
Clams. Bread.
Galactic credits?
Now you're talking my language. 500.
500?
How bad you want the skinny?
Jeez. Here you go.
Okay. About this boss. His HQ is on the east edge of town.
Meanwhile, Dr. Webster is hard at work on the galactoscope.
Blast! How can one construct a catalytic reactor if the system is completely self-contained?
Dr. Webster, it has been some time since you have utilized my services. Would this be an appropriate time to switch to standby?
Yes. Do what you must, Quasar. You know, something has been on my mind since our last visit from Alphatron. If memory serves, Bertucci's fixed randomization series, 9129351, was discovered in the latter years of his research. As Bertucci advanced in age, he became more and more obsessed with the occult, trying to find a mathematical explanation for the supernatural. Which raises the question, what use would a robot civilization have for the speculative occult musings of a mad genius from Earth? I agree. It is a good question. Hand me that grease pencil, will you? Never mind. Here it is behind my ear. Let's see. Bertucci spent his final years in Haiti. If we assign values in French, and then use an Arawakan crypto key... Astounding! The recipe for the mind control potion used in Haitian voodoo rituals! What's that, Quasar? Exactly! The Bertucci series isn't a governing principle at all. It's mathematical mind control! I must alert Alphatron at once.
That won't be necessary, Dr. Webster. Quasar, Command 3.
Unhand me! Alphatron, what's going on?
At that same moment, the enormous recycling center, its itinerant army, and two cleverly disguised stowaways arrive at their destination. A sprawling complex located on the outskirts of Miskatropolis.
Come on, let's ditch these robots. Down this hallway. All right. There's a reason the ladies never sat at the round table. Plate mail is worse than a corset. Ugh. Let's get this stuff off of us.
Duh, it's very boxy. Does nothing for my figure.
That's better. Now, 10 to 1, Larry's in this complex somewhere. Come on this way. Let's take it room by room. Aha!
doorway number one. Ugh, it stinks in here.
What are those giant glowing green gobs of goo?
It can't be.
You know these gobs of goo?
Not gobs of goo, Natasha. Egg sacks. A dozen of them.
Egg sacks?
It's just not possible. We killed them. We killed them all.
What in Tolstoy's name are you talking about?
It's the Zygonians. We've got to destroy them. We've got to destroy them. They could be everywhere. Die! 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 Oh, right. Thanks, Natasha. I'm not going to say I needed that. I think you chipped a tooth, actually.
The Zygonians, you cannot destroy by hitting.
I guess you're right.
And that goo, it's all over your hands now.
That's not just goo, Natasha. It's sludge. Oh, my God, it's sludge all over my hands!
Here is handkerchief.
Thanks. Ugh.
You can keep, no?
Look, Natasha, if there are Zygonians here, we're all in big trouble.
They look not so dangerous to me.
Believe me, Natasha, they make Stalin look like Florence Nightingale.
Stalin, he killed my family. And then, Siberia.
Change of plans, Natasha. We've got to get back to the Cerebratron on the double.
Not so fast.
Two robots?
So, look what we got here, D9. Molly Sloan.
She's alive.
And kicking.
And who's this ripe tomato you're traveling with?
I am not a red vegetable.
Fruit, actually. Grab a D9. I'll get Miss Sloan. Where'd she go?
Not again, L7.
Molly sprints down the hallway, cuts right, cuts left, and cuts right again.
I hope I lost them. Now, where the heck am I? Gotta find an exit fast. Don't see anyone around this corner. All right, Sloan, get it together. Maybe that open door leads outside.
Let me go.
I don't think so, Dr. Webster.
It's Larry. He is here. I can't see who he's talking to. They haven't seen me. Just hide behind this barrel, Sloan, and keep calm.
Dr. Webster, you and I have something very much in common. We are both highly ambitious mad geniuses bent on recognition. You on your world, me... Well, let's just say that my ambitions operate on a higher plane.
What are you talking about, Alphatron?
As I told you, I will help you achieve your desires, but first, I need a small favor in return.
Of course! There's no reason to restrain me. I'm truly indebted to you.
Of course, of course. Quasar, release Dr. Webster. But now, Dr. Webster, watch on this view screen as my masterful plan unfolds.
Okay. Take out this guard. Hi-ya!
On the view screen, is that Timmy Mendez? What's he doing here? Can he see us?
No, no, that's the beauty of it, really.
And through the door.
Where is he?
Well, the hallways of this very compound, of course. What a fool, that boy. He should have known I'd have a spy at the rusted circuit. He should be aware that my guards barely put up a fight when he entered this compound. If he were more cautious, he would see the cameras and realize that there should be alarm bells ringing by now. Now, Dr. Webster, notice the device hanging from the ceiling above the door in front of us. Just the size to entrap a certain Texan farm boy. In particular, notice the helmet on that device, engineered to scramble the brainwaves of one particular telekinetic individual. That particular telekinetic individual should be entering through that doorway in just one...
All right, where's the boss?
Mr. Mendez, I believe the appropriate question is, who's the boss? Quasar, release the trap!
What the? Get this thing off of me! Listen, Gold Dome, whoever you are! Wait a second! Your knee!
My knee? What's wrong with my knee?
under that gold paint. It's red.
There's nothing wrong with my gold plating.
It can't be. LB? LBDO?
Oh, that, yes. An unfortunate moniker, yes. But it's Alphatron now, Mr. Mendez. And don't bother to struggle. Your mind powers are useless thanks to my ingenious psycho-scrambler.
Oh, no. It's no use. This helmet blocks my brainwaves. Dr. Webster, what are you doing here? What's going on here, Alphatron? What kind of game are you playing?
Oh, it's no game, Mr. Mendez. In just mere moments, the whole of Robonovia will be mine for the taking.
I don't think so. Once Molly gets back with the Shadow Nebula...
Yes, Molly Sloan. The Starship Shadow Nebula and your dear friend, the lovely... meddlesome Molly Sloan, were blown out of the sky not long ago by my artillery division.
Wait a second. You said you didn't know her.
I know. I did. No, I'm afraid she's quite dead by now.
Not quite dead yet, mister.
Where did you... How are you alive?
Molly, your father sent a telegram. I'm here to rescue you.
Later, Larry. LB, what are you doing with those Zygonian eggs?
Ah, yes. All the Zygonians were destroyed, except for the very eggs I found on that abandoned shuttlecraft. But what I shall do with them is for me to know and you to find out.
This ends here, mister.
I don't think so.
Oh. Molly! Molly! Alphatron, what did you do to her? She's completely immobile!
She's perfectly safe, Dr. Webster. And I assure you, once we're done here, you and she will have the rest of your lives together. The rest of your lives? As for you, Mr. Mendez, I've enlisted the help of your acquaintance here to build a marvelous contraption that can move people anywhere in the universe. Once I've transported you and your meddling mind powers to deepest space, my domination of this planet will be complete.
Alphatron, are you insane?
Possibly, Mr. Mendez, according to your antiquated and narrow-minded medical science. But that's hardly important right now. What's important is that I can finally get rid of you once and for all. Dr. Webster, power up the galactoscope.
But it's not finished.
What?
I'm not done building it.
You're not done building it?
I got sidetracked by the Bertucci series, which, by the way...
Enough about the Bertucci series! How am I supposed to get rid of Mr. Mendez?
You know, this contraption you have, Timmy, and it's very
clever. The galactoscope, Dr. Webster!
So this button releases the device from the ceiling? I suppose this other button... retracts it. Very clever.
As Timmy is released from the trap, his mind powers come to life. Suddenly, a heavy metal crate flies across the room directly at Alphatron's head, knocking him to the ground.
Oy.
The crate then ricochets into Dr. Webster.
Dr. Webster? Oh, geez. But Molly, snap out of it.
Timmy, what are you doing here?
Molly, you're okay.
Barely, kid. Was I just standing there like a mannequin in a Macy's window display?
That about sums it up.
Well then, I've got some bad news for you, kid.
Bad news?
Yeah, like Gorgon's head bad news. I haven't seen a mind whammy like that since I was thrown in the Zygonian Huskow.
You didn't just say mind whammy, did you, Molly?
Yeah, you heard me. Mind whammy.
Mind whammy. But that can only mean one thing. Alphatron... Alphatron really is... Mysterion!
Alphatron is Mysterion? I need a glass of water. Fortunately, I have time for that because we're at the end of this episode. Tune in next time for part two of The Intergalactic Nemesis, book two, Robot Planet Rising.
tune in every other Sunday from 3 to 4 p.m. for Blood on the Saddle with your host, Dan N., for real, authentic country.
Timmy, your friends are here to see you. Get off the computer, will you?
Hey, Timmy, do you want to come out and shoot hoops with us at the park?
You know what? I'm actually busy playing on the computer right now.
Whatever. You never come out to play with us anymore. Let's go, guys.
30% of young adults are prone to stroke, and this statistic is on the rise. Stroke prevention starts early.
Are you sure you don't want to play? My cousin's in town, and he's playing too.
Strokes can be prevented by regular exercise, a healthy, balanced diet, and sleeping well.
You know what? I'm coming too. Wait up for me, guys.
Follow UBCHSF on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook for regular tips on healthy living.
Strong heart, strong start.
And you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Brian McDonald. This is the end of our program for Scalds Hall. Coming up in a moment or so, we will be having Canada Post Rock with John. So from all of us here in Vancouver, have a safe and happy weekend.
Hey there.
Barev.
We're